Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and I'm proud to introduce our newest tasty treat, Kentucky Fried Chicken and Donuts. Fried chicken and donuts are an indulgent, delicious, sweet, and savory treat that's cooked fresh and hot to order. If you like Kentucky Fried Chicken and you like donuts, then this'll make your day, or night, or whenever time you happen to eat it, which works out just fine because they're cooked fresh and served hot all day. For a limited time, they're available as a chicken and donut sandwich or in a basket with tenders. Kentucky Fried Chicken and Donuts. Get them while they're hot, only at KFC. They're finger-licking good. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary.
To the savers, the skimpers, the I brought my lunchers. To the one-pliers, the DIYers, the why would I fly when I can just drive-ers. We see you working hard to achieve your financial dreams. That's why Credit Karma Savings works just as hard as you do, with a great high-yield savings rate and no fees or minimum to open ever. Credit Karma Savings, a whole new way to save starts here. Start saving today in just minutes at creditkarma.com/savings. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated, member FDIC.
It will be Bologna's basketball to start the second quarter, the second half, that is, as they'll be moving left to right for the next two quarters. Both teams getting last-second instructions from their coaches. Now they both come out on the floor. Both teams going with their original starting five. It will be Laney Mears bringing the inbound pass on the near sideline. Gets in into Warren Patterson. We're back underway. Patterson up at the top. Throws over on the left side to Painter. Painter will give it up top to Mears. Mears gives it back to Painter on the left wing. Painter dribbles to the free throw line. Now gives it to Rotman. Over to Mears, who about loses the handle of it, but gets it back. Now gives it to Patterson. Patterson will drill to the left elbow. Now kicks out to Mears on the wing. Mears going to dribble down to the lane. Now throws it down on the low block to Kelly. Out on the right wing to Painter. Her three-pointer will not go. And the rebound comes to Jackson. Back comes Mountain Home. Lady Bombers with a chance to make it a one-possession game on this play. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert finds Yates there on the wing. Cross court to Jackson on the left. Jackson thought about three. Now instead, she'll dribble up to the top. Kicks it out to Gilbert. Now back to Jackson on the left side. Over to Foreman. Cross-court pass to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to drill to the elbow. She's going to pull up for the jumper, and she gets it. Kate Gilbert with 10 points, and it's a two-point game now. 23-21, Lady Eagles leading it. 6:48 left in the third quarter. Patterson across the timeline. Dribbling over the left side, gives it there to Painter. Painter's going to drill to the free throw line. Now kicks out in the right corner. Now ball goes out to Painter on the wing. Painter will dribble up near the top. Mounts home once again in a man-to-man. Painter will dribble to the right corner. Now throws it down on the low block to Kelly. Her layup is blocked, and now a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Lady Eagles. Brandi Rotman is showing her displeasure with that call. I don't think the foul's on her, though. It isn't. No, but it's going to be on Paige Kelly. That's her second personal foul, team foul number one against Bologna here in the second half. 6:23 left in the third quarter. Emma Martin takes an inbound pass, gives it to Gilbert. Now to Yates, who crosses the timeline with it. As Mattson breaks the press once again, she'll give it up to Martin. Now ball goes up top to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Ball goes over to Jackson on the right. Jackson drills there on the right wing, gets there to Martin. Down to Foreman. Now to Yates in the corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. The tie, good! That's Yates with 6 points, and that is our second tie this afternoon. We're knotted up at 23 apiece, less than 6 minutes left of the third quarter. Painter across the timeline for the Lady Eagles. Finds Kelly in the corner. Now back up top to Painter. Painter dribbles toward the left wing. Now she's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup, but a travel call. She held her feet when she pulled up, and that is Bologna's fifth turnover of the day. 5:25 left in the third quarter. Mattsholm gets the ball back with a chance to go back on top on this possession. Martin takes the inbound pass, gives it to Jackson. Now back to Martin. Now back across the timeline to Jackson. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill into the lane. She's going to pull up for the jumper, and she gets it. Mattsholm's on top. Kate Gilbert with 12 points. Our second lead change of the day. Lady Bombers up 25-23, 5:03 left in the third quarter. Patterson with it up top, dribbling to the left side. Now she's going to dribble down to the corner. And now a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. Leah Jackson picks up her third personal foul. That is the first team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Patterson will inbound the ball on the baseline, gets it into Mears, who dribbles up to the top. Now over to Rotman on the right side, down the corner to Kelly. Kelly's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks up top to Painter. Painter drills toward the right side. Now she's going down into towards the low block. And now an offensive foul called on the Lady Eagles. Claire Grace Painter picks up her third personal foul, second team foul against Bologna here in the second half. And that is their sixth turnover of the day. Lady Bombers with the ball, leading 25-23. Lower 4.5 minutes left of the third quarter. And ball goes into the front court to Yates on the left side. Now she's going to dribble down to the corner. Kicks out to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble towards the top. Throws over to Jackson on the right side. Now Martin has it there on the wing. Back up to Jackson near the top. Bologna's in a man-to-man now. Now ball, Jackson drill gets it to Yates on the right side. Back to Jackson. A little over 4 minutes left of the third quarter. Jackson is trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she gets away from her defender. Now kicks out to Yates in the corner. Yates picks up her drill. Now gives it to Martin. Martin just holding the ball near the half-court line. Now she starts to dribble after a defender goes down on her. She goes into the lane for the running jumper. Off the glass and in. Emma Martin with 4 points. Mount Home has a two-possession lead, 27-23, with lower 3.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Patterson back the other way, drilling down into the lane. And an illegal – nope, they're going, I thought it was going to be an illegal screen. And it is. It is. Brandi Rotman's going to be called for the offensive foul. That is her first personal foul, third team foul against the Lady Eagles. And their seventh turnover of the day. Claire Grace Painter is going to check out of the game for Bologna, being replaced by Lainey White. 3:27 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home with the ball and the four-point lead. Martin takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Gilbert. Across the timeline to Jackson on the left side. Jackson is going to pull up, now kicks out to Martin. Martin's dribbling. Now she starts dribbling. Now she's going down towards the lane, now kicks out to Jackson on the left wing. Jackson dribbles a little closer to the half-court line, gives it back to Martin. A little over 3 minutes left of this third quarter, and now back to a 2-3 zone. Nope, or is it a man? Now ball, Martin dribbles to the right side, gets it there to Yates on the wing. Now Yates picks up her drill, gets it back to Martin, finds Yates cutting down. Now tries to give it to Foreman. She couldn't handle the pass, and that is Mountain's fifth turnover of the day as Bologna comes up with a steal. Mears back the other way, throws over to Kelly on the right side. Now to White, her three-pointer is up, will not go, and the ball's going to sail out of bounds, and it will be Mountain's basketball with 2:36 left in the third quarter. Lady Bombers will inbound it on the near sideline, leading 27-23. Mountain Home is going to take a timeout before we resume play. It'll be a short timeout. We'll break with 2:36 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Bologna 27-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Mount Home will inbound the ball on the near sideline with 2:36 left in the third quarter. They lead Bologna 27-23. Inbound pass goes to Emma Martin. Now she picks up her dribble, gives it to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert's trying to get out of a triple team, finds Yates across the timeline. Mount Home is able to break the press. Yates will dribble up to the top, throws over to Martin on the left side. Now back to Gilbert. Gilbert's dribbling on the right, and a foul's going to be called on the Lady Eagles. Warren Patterson with her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Bologna here in the second half. 2:19 left to play in the third quarter. Kay Gilbert inbound the ball on the far sideline right by the Mountain Home bench. Gets into Emma Martin. Now back to Gilbert. Finds Foreman in the paint. Now back to Yates out on the right side. Now to Martin. And Martin's going to get out of the double team. Finds Yates near the right corner. Now she's being double teamed. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. And to be a jump ball, Mount Home will keep the ball in the possession area. 2:04 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home will inbound it, leading by four. Kate Gilbert will inbound it once again, right in front of the Mountain Home bench. Gets in to Emma Martin on the right wing, up top to Foreman. Back to Martin. She gives to Foreman at the free throw line. Now Gilbert cuts in, going in for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Kate Gilbert with 14 points, 29-23. Mount Home leading it, 1:46 left in the third quarter. Patterson with it up top. Dribbling to the left side. Now she's going to pull up for the three. Will not go. And Foreman gets rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers with a chance to make it a three-possession game. Now ball goes to Gilbert. Now to Foreman. Over to Martin, who gets it into the front court. Now up top to Gilbert. To Foreman at the top of the three-point line. Over to Gilbert on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three. Will not go. And the rebound comes to Lady White. Back comes the Lady Eagles. White across the timeline. Tries to throw it to Rodman. Wasn't looking for it, but Maloney's able to keep the ball as Kelly gets it. Kelly's going to pull up for the three on the right wing. Misses everything, and the ball's going to sail out of bounds. 1:06 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home will inbound it. But before they do, Maloney's going to take their first timeout of the day. We'll break. It'll be a full timeout. We'll break with 1:06 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home leading Maloney 29-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
There's just over a minute left in the third quarter, and one thing I realized so far, Bologna has not scored a single point in this second half. Mount Home leads 29-23 as we start taking inside the final minute. Here's Gilbert into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Now it throws up top to Foreman. Foreman gives it to Martin on the right. Now Martin will dribble up to the top, gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert holding the ball. Now it's going to start dribbling as the official starts counting. Yeah, Gilbert dribbling on the right side. 37 seconds left of the quarter. Gilbert still dribbling. Now getting some more distance between her and her defender. Now ball goes over on the left side to Martin. Officials have to start counting again. Now goes to Jackson. Jackson's going to have to go with it, give it to Foreman. As the official is counting, 13 seconds left of the quarter. Foreman is going to dribble towards the right side. Now picks up a dribble. Trying to figure out where to go. With it. Now gets to Martin. 5 seconds left. Martin's going to dribble down into the lane. For the layup! Are they going to wave it off? They are. They're going to call Emma Martin with an offensive foul. Wow. What a big call. That is her fourth personal foul. Second team foul. And that is Mount Tom. Turnover. Patterson's going to try one last heave at the buzzer. Okay, got close, but will not go. And Mount Home holds Bologna scoreless in the third quarter. We'll head to our last 8 minutes. Our score at the end of three. Mount Home leading Bologna 29-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.